La La Land is up for 14 Oscars on Sunday, including for the song City of Stars. WTOP film critic Jason Fraley went behind the music with the composer, Justin Hurwitz.
We became roommates sophomore year, and he turned me on to these musicals from the 60s, Jacques Demy and Michel Legrand. Huge inspirations for La La Land, as well as the first feature that we made called Guy and Madeline on a Park Bench.
But composer Justin Hurwitz and Harvard roommate writer-director Damien Chazelle couldn't get La La Land off the ground.
Nobody wanted to make a jazz musical. Even once Damien started to get some traction on it, they would say, "And who's doing the music?" And he'd say, "My college roommate." And then that was even more unattractive.
So they had to catch Lionsgate's eye by winning Sundance with Whiplash.
There was all this buzz going around Sundance. Who's this new filmmaker who made Whiplash and what's he gonna do? And as soon as we got that attention, said, "Hey, next project is right here. It's written, the music's written." We had a package ready to go, but Lionsgate just trusted the vision and let us make our dream projects.
Hurwitz joined WTOP from the very piano where he composed much of the music.
Yeah, I basically composed all of it at the piano that's right next to me.
Oh my god, could you do a little more of that? That was amazing.
The very first material I composed for the movie is the main theme of the movie. As soon as Damien started writing the script, he wanted to know what is the main theme, the thing that we now call me and Sebastian's theme. So that's the...
They then brought in theater duo Benj Pasek and Justin Paul of Dear Evan Hansen to write the lyrics.
Pasek and Paul are just so unbelievably talented.
Let's run through a couple of the songs. Another Day of Sun.
That song was such a beast to compose. By the time I got to the chorus, I was feeling particularly frustrated, and I was just fiddling around on the piano and then came up with...
He was amazed at the commitment by Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone.
Just watching Ryan learn the piano was incredible. There were no hand doubles in the movie. City of Stars duet that they both sing at the piano, that was live, so that was Ryan and Emma.
Look in somebody's eyes to light up the skies, to open the world and send it real. Like tat-tat of my heart.
Favorite lyric, definitely Audition the Fools Who Dream. Starts so specifically with the ant, and yet the song then pivots to being about dreamers in general.
So bring on the rebels, the ripples from pebbles, the painters and poets and plays.
Hurwitz then sticks the landing with a bittersweet finale.
It was meant to just be a demo, you know, the... But Damien got really attached to how it sounded, and he loved the vulnerability in it, so we actually just kept it. I think when we go from that sort of lo-fi mono to the wide stereo, it feels like we're returning to reality. Sebastian sitting at the piano, that is the cut from fantasy to reality, and that's where it sonically changes back.
Hear my full chat with Hurwitz on WTOP.com's entertainment page. I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.